Checking in once again with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Mayor, welcome to March.
Yes, this could be one of the coldest wind chill days we've had in a year so far, and it's March.
It is the
well,
most.
That's a good sign.
It's the most fickle month of the year, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Any problems around the city from the high winds that have you heard of?
I haven't heard of any power outages. I am quite sure they probably did have some limbs and trees to deal with our forestry division, but I didn't hear of anything major, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. Speaking of power outages, as you're well aware, National Grid was before the city council last night. Do you think that National Grid's doing a good job in Quincy?
Well, I think that we've had a better relationship in recent years than I did previous. They didn't seem to be committing to any upgrades when I first came into office, Joe, but, we need some regulators, constant upgrades on the gas mains, working on the power infrastructure. A whole new cable is going to be coming through the city, replacing an old cable. But there's still work to be done, evident by the outages that we're experiencing. And, we as Americans aren't used to those kinds of interruptions, certainly this part of the country. And we pay for the service, so we expect good service. So I wasn't there last night, nor did I hear it, so I wasn't sure how National Grid responded, but I assume they'll tackle some of these issues and square it away.
Yet, Joe Carroll was one of three representatives that testified and, admitted to some errors and some mistakes and also did some education about the process of restoring power and equipment upgrades. So it seemed to be a amicable discussion, I would say. He did talk
about... That's how it should be.
Yeah.
If they don't respond over time, then the discussion gets a little more harsh. But, appreciate Councilor Kane bringing it to the forefront and getting an issue out there. Let's talk about it.
What do you think about it, the idea for a municipal power company?
Wow, that's, the startup with something like that would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars, I got to believe, Joe.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's feasible at all.
We will see what happens. And Joe did talk about the underground power cable along Newport Ave that'll be upgraded. That sounds like it's going to be a major job.
It is a big job. It goes from Field Street all the way down by State Street, I think.
Yes, and that will hopefully improve reliability in the future.
Correct.
Mayor, I understand we're going to get a State of the City address from you a week from today. Can you give us a little preview?
Well, we're going to start out with the song Kumbaya, and then we'll...
We're going to have a little campfire in the Hancock Adams Common?
Actually, Joe, I just kind of put the structure together on what I want to touch for Steve, if you will. We'll spend a little time on the pandemic and the moves we made as a city to address it. And obviously to talk a little bit about some of the incredible people that stepped our table process, and it really helped us to come together as a community to deal with it. Obviously not to solve it, but certainly to deal with it. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the future. I intend to talk about Quincy College again in a little bit more detail, and then talk about what's before us. So that's the plan. And you, as you know, I'm generally, I don't go on too long, so probably should be around 15 or 18 minutes the most, so I guess, and then we'll move on.
I know you're hoping to do it outdoors, weather permitting. Do you anticipate having folks there, a public gathering?
Well, we got to be careful in the numbers, but I expect if we're outside, I can probably have, a couple of dozen folks that may be related to what I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of waiting a little bit on the weather, as you talked about. The weather looks pretty good next week, but that could change pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Where we live. So we'll kind of play it by ear. If the weather's not decent, we'll go inside. But yes, if I'm going to talk about Quincy College, I'd like to certainly have the president of the college there at least, and maybe some members of the Board of Governors, and perhaps some of the folks I'm going to talk a little bit about with the pandemic. So, again, we'll play all that by ear, but generally the theme we'll be discussing.
Yeah, I know at your last inauguration, you talked about the new 15-story building might be going up, the demolition of the McIntyre Mall complex there at City Hall. Is that still in the thought process?
Well, that's a little bit what we'll talk about, a little bit more detail. Yes, we did talk about that the last time. And of course, the pandemic threw everything off over the last year.
Yeah.
So everything kind of went on the back burner until we get a better handle on things and see where we're going to be economically. But yeah, I do expect to get into far more detail about the needs of the college, what the college means to the city, what the college means to those people that choose Quincy College. So it's an important institution in our city. So we'll get into a little bit more detail in all of those areas and begin the process of formally going to the city council for the funds necessary to begin executing, if you will, rather than just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the pandemic, the city is doing very well. It's almost in the green category. Actually, do you agree with the governor's reopening plan so far?
Yes, I mean, we're going in the right direction big time. I think it was 4 yesterday.
That's right, yep.
That's awesome news. You know, I think we're going in the right direction. I think because of the vaccine, people are more confident, feeling better about things. And then, of course, you know, and hopefully another 4 or 5 weeks, we'll have some more consistent good weather.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a good thing. I think it's going to be a lift. Now, you know, you don't know what to believe. You see so much on the news and so many contradictions and, you know, who recommends what. And I know it's doing some reading this morning. You know, nationally, the CDC is concerned that we don't go out too quickly and create a problem again. And so, you know, you hear Dr. Fauci talk about everyone should have the vaccine by the summer, but probably we'll have a mask on till Christmas. I'm not sure what that means. You know, I think that these experts are probably making good guesses, but they don't know. You know, again, this is a new world for us, so we'll see what happens. But I'm certainly hopeful that we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. How is the in-person learning going in the schools? There's more and more kids in the classroom now.
It's going very well. Very well. The 1 to 3 has been excellent. You know, the governor's new plan with the state, you know, providing the 3-foot separation is one that will make it a lot easier for us to accommodate the kids in the buildings. You know, obviously they're still wearing masks, plenty of hand sanitizer, continued vaccines going on. So, you know, we have yet to trace the case from our school system. You know, more of our kids that got sick with it were remote than they were in school.
Mm.
So obviously it was more community contact or family spread than it was anything from the schools. So it's going well. And, you know, until otherwise, it's full steam ahead. You know, we'll continue to transition, you know, the different grades going further. And you know, within another couple of weeks, we'll have 4 grades in, the middle school back. And last but not least, we'll get the high school going.
Yes, yeah.
You think about it, our special needs kids have been in since September, Joe.
Yep.
And we've had few problems, very few problems. So it's time. It really is. And I sometimes you forget, you know, you get into these discussions in public about the National Teachers Union, the state teachers leadership, but, you know, the teachers in Quincy have been phenomenal. The principals have been phenomenal. Kevin Mulvey and his team, the superintendent's leadership team, and terrific. Everyone's been working the tails off to try to make it work for kids, you know. So we're in the right track, and hopefully things will continue to improve, and we can get a good spring into the summer school session in, so people get back to what some of us would call normalcy, and finish the year strong, and enjoy those spring activities, and get ready for graduation, and you know. Carry on to life, you know, with life.
Right. Do you anticipate maybe more restaurants seeking outdoor dining this year?
I do. I think that's here forever.
Yeah.
You know, as we talked about, Joe, this was something back in the Streetworks days when we were planning the downtown. We were talking about wider sidewalks and cafe seating, outdoor seating, because people enjoy it. Europe's been doing it for hundreds of years with great success. So I think, you know, in light of the pandemic, it shows it works. Now, I know this, we have some establishments that are that are on the fringe of neighborhoods. So, you know, we might have to be a little careful. We were pretty liberal last year on so to keep businesses thriving, if you will, or at least surviving, if not thriving.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we may have to curtail some of those neighborhood outdoor programs. But overall, I think it's a good thing, and people enjoy it. And there's still some, it's going to take a while, I think, for some people to get their confidence back.
Yeah.
With the pandemic. So there's a number of people that probably will insist on outdoor dining before they go back inside quite yet. So I've talked to people of all types in that regard. You know, people are just dying to get back. They've already been out to eat several times. They're just dying to get back their lives to some normalcy. And then you got others that are still a little concerned and watching the science and listening to folks and are a little bit afraid. And some of those people may have certain health conditions, so I understand it, you know. So mm-hmm. It does take some time because people get their confidence back, but let's hope it continues to go in the right direction. And we're certainly prepared as a city, as the school system, as our license board, with our outdoor seating and dining to make it work.
Mayor, any news yet on a health commissioner?
No, Joe. Actually, looks like we're gonna go into a more of a robust advertising process. I had interviewed two very formidable candidates that were great backgrounds, but they declined.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it is the world we're in right now. They didn't want to leave where they were. And quite frankly, the salary isn't great in that world. I mean, sometimes it's difficult to talk about these things. I know the average person, the public, doesn't think, you know, public employees work hard and they're all overpaid, et cetera. But you look at really what the market is and what talent demands. We're way low on a lot of department heads, and the health, certainly commissioner is one of them. It's become, over the last, you know, year, it's become full medical related. I mean, the health department always had a medical component, but it was, you know, housing code issues and rodent issues and restaurant inspections. It was far more than outright health issues like we're dealing with right now. So, so I think we're going to have to make some adjustments on the salary going forward to attract a decent candidate.
Okay, any kind of timeline in mind?
No, we're going to, I know my team is working on the advertising now,
mm-hmm.
What should be in it, the qualifications and so forth, the requirements, and then we'll get that out. We'll probably deal with the Mass Municipal Association. They have a document that goes out regularly, the cities and towns I'll see, and then, of course, other publications as we see fit. So, fortunately, you know, it's you know, there's some small communities that the health commissioner, and they might have one or two other employees. You know, we have a well-staffed department, very professional. So, yes, we need to get a commissioner in there as soon as we can. But things are going well. My staff, including Chris Walker and Helen Murphy, check in regularly down there with the staff, making sure they get everything they need, making sure things are going well, and everybody's doing a great job down there. So we haven't, as I said before, we haven't missed a beat. There haven't any major issues due to the lack of a health commissioner at this point, but we certainly want to get it filled.
Sure. Mayor, your proposal to rename a portion of Glover Avenue to Father Heary Way raised a bit of controversy at the city council meeting last night. I was curious why you proposed that.
Sure. Well, you know what? I'm not really clear what the controversy was about because, I don't watch the meetings, Joe. But the pastor of Sacred Heart, Father Lou Palmieri, and another priest, Father Jim Hawker, who's been around a long time, made that suggestion to me. Father Harry passed away 25 years ago this past January. He was an amazing individual. I put him up with those spiritual giants of Father Bill McCarthy and Rabbi Jacob Mann, who really made an incredible impact. I mean, his funeral, and, you know, these councils, particularly young ones, wouldn't have any memory of him. But his funeral was attended by 1,500, 200 priests, 5 bishops, 12 Protestant ministers. People of all walks of life, people of all faiths had great admiration for him because he stood for, a true love for his fellow man. He responded to people in need on a regular basis, looked for the good in everybody. A great message, I think, for today. I certainly hope the council see the wisdom in it, but if they don't, it's not going to erase the memory of Father Neil Heary, who was just an incredible faith leader in our city for a long time. 20 years as Pastor Sacred Heart. He was also a vicar for the Archdiocese, which means he had some responsibilities for Quincy and Milton and Randolph, the vicariate, and those parishes as well. Just an incredible individual. So, you know, if the council has some concerns about that, you know, we'll deal with that, and hopefully they'll see the wisdom in it. If they don't, we'll move on. And as I said, the lack of empathy or foresight on some of the members of the council is not going to erase the memory of an incredible human being who served this community so well, and not just the Catholics of this community. You could talk to Reverend Adolph Wismar or Reverend John Swanson or a number of the folks of leaders of other faith that have still around when he was there. Sheldon Bennett, they all knew him and respected him and loved him. So, I think there's certainly a much deeper agenda with some of those counselors, and in some ways I feel for them because I think some of them don't have any faith at all. So, but whatever the case may be, we'll work through it and see what happens.
There was trying to be a correlation drawn between that and your objection to the Department of Equity and Social Justice. Do you think that's a fair assumption?
I don't really understand that connection, quite frankly, Joe. I appreciate and always respect the city council and their wisdom. You know, we're not always going to agree on issues. That's certainly been true of many issues in the past. I just don't see the need for a separate department creating this. I think that the city has a remarkable record of welcoming people of all faiths and backgrounds and ethnicity. I think it's a solution searching for a problem, quite frankly. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't issues, Joe. We deal with those issues. Our police department deals with those issues. Our constituent services department deals with those issues as they come up, and we'll continue to do that. And I will reiterate that, you know, because of my faith, I will not stand for any type of prejudice or racial violence or otherwise a hate speech in my city. That's for certain. We don't have room for that here. So I hope people don't confuse what I think is a lack of a need for a separate department with suggesting that I don't have empathy or care for or think there aren't any issues. I don't suggest that at all. But if you look historically at this city, we went through some tough times in the 70s and 80s, much like the spillover from Boston. Mm-hmm. When, the great white flight from Boston, a lot of these folks chose Quincy, and they came with them with a disdain for some folks, and they carry that with them. We had issues in the 70s and 80s that led to some serious changes in training on public employees, training on the police department. I mean, back in the early 80s, there was an attempt to burn down a home of a black family in Germantown, and, you know, there were arrests made for that, and they were prosecuted and did time for it. And, you know, and we're not going to put up with that kind of stuff. But, you know, in fact, I remember in Sacred Heart when I was a kid in the late 70s, Joe, somebody went in and lit fire to all the altars in the church. There's three things that I always look at. There's ignorance with people. There's mental illness with people. And then there's evil with people. So the combination of those three things, we're never going to completely solve as a community as best as we try. In fact, I would suggest that, you know, Mother Teresa once said, whatever your faith, whether you're a Jew, a Muslim, a Catholic, a Protestant, be a good one. Because the basic tenets of those faiths talk about living with one another, treating each other with great respect, and loving our fellow man and woman. So I think that we've come a long way. And you look at immigration. I mean, you know, we've had an incredible change in our city and the faces with the recent flux of immigration over the last two or three decades. No different than what happened 100 years ago, but different faces. We've been a city of immigration for a long, long time, and 30% of our population continues to be immigrants. We have multi-languages spoken in our schools. We have incredible services. People move here for our school system. People move here because it's a safe city. So I'm not quite agreeing with the narrative that some of the council has given. I just don't. That doesn't mean we don't have challenges. And that doesn't mean we won't deal with those issues as they come up. I just have a different opinion on how we deal with them. So, you know, I respect them. I would hope that they respect, me in return. So we'll see what happens going forward.
All right. Anything else we should touch on today, Mayor?
Joe.
Appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You as well.